This is not a big talk. This is a small talk, a shorter talk of common, everyday things, nothing profound or grand. I do have a fondness for grand things, grand gestures and grand ideas. Grand gestures like the two times my husband Tom totally surprised me with a special trip, with my daughter Shannon discreetly packing a bag of clothes for me. For the first trip, he showed up where I was working and told me to grab my things that I was coming with him now, after getting assurance that nothing tragic had happened. I protested, explaining that I was in the middle of, and I went on to explain all the things I was in the middle of. And he said, "No, you're coming with me now, and I've arranged it with everybody." And he had. And both trips were really wonderful experiences. Or there's the year my family threw me a surprise birthday party and invited beloved special friends from near and far. I literally cried tears of joy. These grand gestures took my breath away with their message of love, and they became memories that I'll treasure forever. I also love grand ideas. My personal favorite is one I recite to myself. My purpose is to transform myself so I'm better able to transform the world. Now, you might think that's not just grand, but grandiose. But it does motivate me to think that the degree to which I can open myself to becoming whatever the best possible version is of me is linked to the degree to which I make a difference in this world. So I privately hold on to this nugget. Now, what I've just said is absolutely true for me, and I don't want anything I'm about to say to suggest that the value of grand gestures and grand ideas be discounted. Maybe you, like me, love receiving them or giving them. But here's the other side of this coin. A rich and meaningful life cannot be built on grand gestures and grand ideas. I believe it is the everyday small things, the bits and pieces that accumulate as we live out our moments, that ultimately form the character and shape of our lives. Small, steady experiences, often not particularly notable, over time both create and tell the true story of our lives. Indeed, without this foundational story, the larger gestures might be felt as empty or even disingenuous. A grand gesture cannot replace the smaller missed moments of experience. But when the foundation is solid, the grand gestures become exclamation points of joy and celebration. What might be the small, tender moments that mold our lives? Maybe as Julie Andrews sang and Cheryl Guy sang, "It's raindrops on roses, whiskers on kittens, snowflakes that stay on your nose and eyelashes." Here are a few moments that have been precious to me. The smile of a baby as we looked into each other's eyes and assumed we were the only two beings in existence. A loving hug with a friend or a family member that meant, "It's good to be with you." Chatting with my children and their spouses over a glass of wine after dinner with the sound of grandchildren playing in the background. Walking through my garden on a summer morning, just dazzled by nature's beauty. Reading a card handmade by a grandchild. Quietly painting alongside friends while sharing little stories of our lives. Singing in harmony with choir friends. My husband and I sitting on our front porch rockers, watching evening dissolve into night. These small everyday things, these often fleeting moments of heart-opening opportunity, are the tapestry threads for a life of meaning and connection. And I expect you might say similar things. Perhaps in the new year, instead of making grand resolutions, we might decide to merely pay attention to the small everyday moments that present to us their promise. Our habits, particularly in this culture, tend to be to discount, overlook, or speed by the bits and pieces, to take for granted there will always be another moment to capture. Let's choose rather to pause, to recognize and honor the moment, cherishing what it offers us. This sounds simple, even simplistic, but like me, you may have experienced that it takes discipline to give a moment its real due rather than mentally high-gearing into the next thing or escaping into imagined realities or seduced by the call of digital devices. If you saw A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, a wonderful movie about Fred Rogers, you saw a portrayal of someone masterful in being real and present to the experience of the moment. If you were with him, Fred saw you as the most important person in the world right then. And we each have times when we need that sweet experience. What keeps us from capturing life moments? Sometimes there are very big situations that grasp for all our attention, such as struggling with health concerns. But often, it's also the small things that get in our way. Perhaps we check for text messages while someone is talking with us rather than looking them in the eyes and really listening. Or we mentally absent ourselves thinking about the grocery list and miss the curious question our child or grandchild is trying to ask. Do we have a little corner of stored up anger which clouds our vision and waylays our joy? Or perhaps the glorious pinks of a sunset escape us as we curse the delay of construction traffic. If we pause to reflect, we can probably each recall too many instances when we miss life while thinking of other things. My personal struggle is the internal drive to plan ahead, eclipsing the experience of here and now. As Clark Wells says, let's scheme against these petty enemies. Our days are naturally full of small, potentially powerful moments. And we can also intentionally create them. What question might we bring up at the dinner table that opens up a deeper conversation to those who are sharing a meal with us? What kind gesture might we make toward the person next to us in the store? To whom can we say thank you, or I love you, or I forgive you? Many of you are actively involved in our caring team, and you create moments of meaning through everyday love acts such as providing food, making a visit, writing a card, giving a ride, or a listening ear. And the caring team welcomes all of us to join in caring and creating those moments. You can learn more if you read some of the flyers that were on your chairs this morning or talk with one of the members of the caring team. When you participate, you not only nurture a loving foundation for someone else, but also yourself, and you strengthen our beloved community. What would the world be like if we each attended to the small moments with our families and our friends, our churches and our communities? Might we be transformed? Might we be a seed of transformation in the world? In just a moment, you're invited to participate in our burning off ritual. So you should have received a small piece of paper this morning that looks like this. And if you didn't, raise your hand and the ushers will bring you one, because only this special paper will work. Okay, in our burning off ritual, you mentally place into the paper something you would like to release from your life in the coming year. Maybe you recognize something that keeps you from capturing meaningful small moments in your own life, and you would like to release that. Or maybe you have something else that is troubling you and waylaying your joy, and you're ready to let it go. Whatever it is, think of that right now, and then take your paper and roll it into a little ball. So in a moment, starting with Cheryl and Lawrence, and then the people in the first rows and coming up, everybody in the middle row and then walking back around. One at a time, drop your paper into the bowl and then I light it. And it will flash away to represent your intention to release something from your life. And now, if those of you in the front row would come on up.